Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books.
I love it weekly that we get to say hippity hoppity.
Yes.
I just enjoy that.
Yes.
Besides, my other great enjoyment is talking to a independent bookseller each week to tell us about some great reads that they want to share with our roundtable listeners. So it is a thrill to welcome one of our favorites, Amy Lane of Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery, who is here to convince you, like she did me already, that these titles are all winners. Amy, it's always a pleasure. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. And good morning to you.
It is a delight, as always. Where would you like to begin?
Actually, I want to begin sort of at the end of what I usually do, and that's with... Yay!
You
thank
go.
You.
It's okay.
Hello.
It's a little floppy. There you go.
It's with a picture book today, and... it's called Have You Seen My Dragon by Steve Light. It's fantastic.
Oh.
I love this book.
I like this.
And part of the reason I wanted to talk about this is it's twofold. One is the book itself is absolutely a delight. It's these wonderful line drawings where a boy living in New York City imagines that he has lost his dragon and he must traverse the streets and areas in the city to find his dragon. So dragon is occasionally on top of buildings. He's in the sewers and underground. It's actually quite wonderful. And along the way, it's a bit of a counting, I guess, challenge, fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those little...
Right. So on each page, there's a wash of color. And that is a particular object, and it goes from 1 to 20. So you've got hot dogs to find and paint cans and, of course, the dragon, among many, many other things. So, having been inspired by this lovely book, we have taken the initiative to join with some downtown businesses, and we are doing a downtown Schenectady scavenger hunt looking for dragons in at least 20 other businesses downtown in Schenectady. So for the month of July, come down to our town and visit us and visit the shops and collect little tokens and cards and turn them in here at the Open Door. Well, not here, but at the Open Door
yes.
bookstore. And on the 30th of July, we will be having raffle drawings for all those who participated, all sorts of fun activities. We're kicking off the event a week from tomorrow on July 2nd with a big party with activities and so on and so forth. And then on the 30th of July, we'll also be hosting the wonderful author illustrator Steve Light.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's a big, big, fun, exciting event for us, and we're so happy to be a part of it.
You know, this book is beautiful. It reminds me a lot of both Bernard Weber and Lyle Lyle Crocodile,
oh,
but also
yes.
And also Harry the Dirty
mm-hmm,
Dog.
The Dirk.
Those wonderful black and white with these, as you say, washes of color,
yeah.
which are just, it's so striking, but it's a beautiful book.
It is gorgeously illustrated.
And I love that whole idea of the counting incorporated, whether it be hot dogs or balloons or
right?
lanterns or green lights.
Yes. And you know, we were inspired by the whole Where's Waldo initiative, right,
sure.
that they've done. And I saw this and thought, oh my gosh, this is... I'm sorry to say, but dragons are way more fun. Dragons are just a really, really fun thing to go and look for.
Can I say a
yeah.
really obvious thing, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it anyway? I think this is why independent bookstores will always be around, and I think this is why independent bookstores are great, because you take your community, you take your city, you take your town, and you can do something like this where you get businesses who are a part of it, and it becomes not just a day, not just an event. It becomes an entire initiative for a period of time. It's very well thought out. It's beautifully brought together, and it's a community coming together to celebrate books and each other and the area, and I think that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that's you. Like really great stuff. It's what you guys
so
do,
excited.
Sue.
Yeah,
so wonderfully.
Please, and this is open to all ages, right? I mean, the book is obviously, it's a picture book. It's geared toward
the young. I want to be in this.
You should. Come down. Because part of the raffles, the other thing is not only have we been blessed with our wonderful partners with our businesses downtown, but the Folk Manus puppets that we sell at the store, they have donated puppets for our raffle drawings.
The best puppets in the world.
Absolutely. So we've got dragon puppets for you to come and, hopefully win. We'll have copies of the book that you can have autographed, obviously, and we'll be giving some of those away. We've got all sorts of things happening on our July 30th day, so and throughout the month of July. So please come and be a part of this. We're very excited.
Good stuff. And again, it's Have You Seen My Dragon by Steve White, and you can go to the website,
yep.
Which is
opendoor-bookstore.com.
opendoor-bookstore.com and find out information about all the events throughout the month.
Or you can call the store and talk to me too.
That's right. Even better, go visit them on J Street. Okay, I'll get into that again at the end. But what else do we
quickly have? So I guess the next one I want to talk about that I'm really excited about and I'm in the middle of reading, so I haven't finished this, so I can't quite say how the whole thing wraps up, but it's Not Just Burning by Greg Iles.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't think I'm ruining anything.
Okay.
But having finished it, I will tell you this.
Yeah?
It just ends.
Okay. But there's more to come.
There's two more to come.
Yeah,
So it doesn't, nothing is really tidy.
Okay. I'm okay with that. As
yes.
long as I know that something's going to come. But
yes.
Man, the writing is so good. I am loving the way he sets the story up and the way he is letting it unfold. It's very exciting. So I don't even know how to talk about it really because I'm not all the way through.
It's a huge story about race in the South,
yeah.
and our perceptions and
family
and the shadows and the secrets that we keep, and how and what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah.
And what was right then may not be right now.
Right.
What is wrong then may not be wrong now. It's really interesting.
It's so complex, and he's such a good writer. And it's a big book, by the by.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You go through 800 pages, you think you'd finish the story,
uh-uh.
But you want 800 more when you're all done. And then, the other thing, and I'll just quickly say this.
Yeah, yeah.
We did a book show with him, which is online. Here is a guy who was writing his next book and a popular author. Gets in a horrible automobile accident,
mm-hmm.
Loses his leg.
I know.
His father dies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
His marriage goes to hell.
Oh, my God.
And he comes out of all of this, and he learns things about his father, which you now will see some of this in the book. He learns things about his father, who was a physician in the small
wow.
southern town, and he writes about the town that he grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very complex, and there is a lot there. And as you brilliantly pointed out, it's beautifully written. So it's Not Just Burning by Greg Iles. And if you've never read Greg Iles before because you just thought, he's just another, mystery writer or whatever.
He's not.
This is literary fiction at its best.
It really, really is.
Yeah.
The next, also talking about literary fiction, is The Rise and Fall of Great Powers by Tom Rockman, who wrote The Imperfectionists. This
Love
is
that book.
A really interesting... have you read this one?
I have not yet.
Okay. So one of my staff members read this and loved it. She can't stop trying and talking about it. So it's again another story which unfolds in a very unique way. The main character is Thule Zilberberg, and I love the name.
Right.
Who is desperately trying to unravel and understand her past, which she only understands parts of. And I don't really know how to explain this book properly because it's something that is very complex. It takes place in three different time frames, right? So it's her in 1988 when she's 10 and she meets this group of people, and then her sort of having been kidnapped by these people and living with them in the late 90s, and then now when she's on her own in Wales and she owns a little bookshop and she goes on this journey of self-discovery and trying to really find out the mystery of her life and who these people were and how she came to be a part of theirs.
It is by Tom Rockman, and it is The Rise and Fall of Great Powers.
Okay, next I have is Love, Nina by Nina Stibbe. And this is these are the adjectives that I use to describe this. It is light, breezy, British, funny, charming, and delightfully entertaining. So this is an actual biography. She was a nanny in her 20s in the 1980s. She lived in London with this family, and she wrote home to her sister Victoria. It is a who's who of the arts world of that time. It's delightful. It's hysterical. It's funny. The kids that she nannies are really witty and sharp and odd and quirky. It's a great, good fun. So if you like that sort of voyeuristic aspect of reading, take that one. Love, Nina.
Love the British. Okay.
I do too. Speaking of quirk, the next book I have is The Map Thief by Michael Blanding. And this is, again, nonfiction, man. And the subtitle of this particular book is The Gripping Story of an Esteemed Rare Map Dealer Who Made Millions Stealing Priceless Maps.
All right.
And it is the true account of E. Forbes Smiley, who was, in fact, a very well-established and esteemed rare map dealer. And he had a particular lifestyle that he wanted to be a part of. And it turns out that he stole for it. So he would go into these libraries who knew him and who trusted him, and he would take out his little X-Acto knife and very carefully extract rare maps from ancient texts. It's kind of fascinating. It's a wonderful story about himself, E. Forbes Smiley, and the whole world of map making and what maps mean to us as a society and people and how they express history. It's very cool.
We're short on time. That whole idea of a book of maps is worth less than if you extract the map from the book.
Uh-huh.
That's an interesting.
Well, and it wouldn't just be a book of maps. It was like
they're plates, right?
They are, and they might be within texts of historical figures. So,
right.
I can't think of his name. One of the many Smiths from the Massachusetts colonies,
okay.
Right? In that era, and he was a cartographer. So if he that's the one he got caught on, really, because he had foolishly dropped his X-Acto knife. So learn this lesson. You're going to steal. Don't be stupid.
Have a little pouch for
that's
that or something.
Right. He was very clever. I mean, and he got away with it for a really long time. But yeah, something like the X-Acto knife on the floor.
The Map Thief is the name of the book. Next.
It's going to be Love Letters to the Dead by Ava Delaria. This is my YA pick of the week. This girl gets an English assignment to write letters to people who have passed away, famous people, and she does. And it helps her work through the loss of her sister, May, who she was close with, and dealing with that, the grief that comes along with it, her family. It's an incredibly poignant, very, very well done and conceived. And I love the idea that she writes to these people like Judy Garland and Jim Morrison and Kurt Cobain. And you've got this whole, she writes to Elizabeth Bishop and she tries to imagine who they were and their lives and seeing that attitude of this must have been what your life was like and how that reflects upon her own is fascinating and wonderfully well done.
For more information on Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady and the great work they do, you can go to their website, which is opendoor-bookstore.com. You can also see Amy's list on our website and a link to their site, which is wamc.org/roundtable. Better yet, visit Amy and the friendly crew at Open Door. They're right on J Street in Schenectady.
Yes,
and
they are there.
And again, go to the website and find out about their wonderful Have You Seen My Dragon events that are taking place throughout throughout the month Steve White's Have You Seen My Dragon Again? opendoor-bookstore.com. Amy, it's always wonderful to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great summer.
You too.
Thank you. You're